Edwina Curry has sparked outrage by suggesting women should be pleased to be called Totty at work. She was discussing the comments made by Colonel Bob Stewart to Isabel Hardman, saying he wanted to talk to the Totty on Radio 4's Women's Hour. But the politician and ex-I'm a Celebrity contestant said good-looking girls should make the most of such compliments. Edwina Curry is with us now. Edwina, good morning to you.
Good morning. I didn't say that women should be pleased to be called Totty in the workplace. I said I would be delighted to be called Totty at my age, and that if you're young and good-looking and somebody tries to pay you a compliment, even if it's a bit clumsy, you know, don't bawl him out. Say thank you. Maybe even pay him a compliment. And if he's not good-looking, he might even stop messing about.
Is it not an inappropriate comment to make towards any woman in the workplace in this day and age?
Of course it is, but it's not as bad as all of Twitter would have you believe. In the interview that you mentioned on Woman's Hour that I was involved in, I could have put a bet on the campaigner on the other side very quickly going on to sexual harassment and rape, and she did. And she did. And there's a world of difference between somebody making just a casual passing remark and actually meaning it as a compliment. I know Bob Stewart very, very well, and he's a gent. He's a very old-fashioned gent. You know, he's one of a different school of people, and the world has changed since. But he meant absolutely no harm, and I think he was paying her a compliment.
Niamh Horan's listening to this. Niamh?
No, I think, look, everything is about context. If he wanted to say to her when he came across her in a bar, fair enough, that she could handle that whatever way. But, I mean, this is in a workplace environment. And as Edwina pointed out, you know, this guy is a dying breed. You know, he's thankfully. But, I mean, I think it's journalists as well. I think it's in that industry as well that women get that a lot. I mean, I think she was right to do it on Twitter and right to speak out about it because of the nature of his job. But I mean, I've been going to jobs and a PR person, a male would text me and ask me, what was I wearing to the interview and stuff. You laugh that type of stuff off. You fob that type of stuff off, I would think. But somebody in his position should know better. And I think that she was right to go on Twitter and to email his
Did you also say, Edwina Curry, that good-looking girls should make the most of comments like Totty, and attractive people should not be discouraged from making the place look nice? Did you say that?
Yes, and I do think that. And I tell you one of the reasons why, Stephen, that the older I get, and I should be 70 this year, the more I recognise that when you are young and good-looking and healthy and fit, you really... What's somebody snorting in derision?
No, I'm laughing because...
All right, well, hang on a minute.
Let me
finish my sentence. When you are young and good-looking and healthy and fit and not one of the 15 million retired people in this country or the increasing number of old people, which you will be, please God, someday, make the most of it and be pleased about it and don't regard it as an insult if someone says something nice to you. And I tell you what is also missing from this is any kind of sense of humour. What a grim, dim bunch this chip-on-the-shoulder collection of merchants are. The best way for a group of women in a workplace often to deal with someone who's being a little difficult like that is to turn around and quite loudly comment on him. You know, how big do you think his are? Well, I don't know. I think underneath there, there's
so
not very much and
side,
all the rest of it.
Saying,
it's hilarious. You make a fool of something. You mock or you block on Twitter and you mock in the workplace and you can make somebody like that feel extremely uncomfortable.
Did you just say that we should turn round in the workplace? Women should turn round to a man and say how big his are. Did you just suggest that?
Well, if he's making a comment about the women and they do it. It does happen. I'm sure it happens in Northern Ireland. It happens all over the world. If someone is doing that, what I'm after is a bit of good humour, maybe slightly barbed humour. Where's the humour? Where's the fun?
Listen,
if you create an atmosphere...
I'm all for humour, Edwina, but it's about context. And I want to make a very important point.
Yeah, but you create a context. You create a context
of what
really...
Is saying. What she's implying is, I would be grateful and I would only love, and you should be glad when you get compliments about your looks when you were young.
Yes.
In the backdrop of that, is you saying that your worth or your value as a woman somehow drops when you get older and you lose your looks.
Oh, you wait. That's exactly what you will find. That is exactly
what you will
find. But
that's not right. Your value doesn't. Well, that says something about you, Edwina. That says something about you and nothing about workplace politics or sex or anything like that. You have to stop putting women's value in their looks. And well, I think that's
it's not
where
just
you're coming
it's
from.
No, it's not just women. It's not just women. It happens throughout the world. It happens a lot in our country. Younger people get a much easier time of it, and that now I don't agree that that is right.
But obviously you feel that way, and there are your issues that you deal with.
Whoa.
God, it's great when you're young and you get compliments.
Please.
You shouldn't be grateful if you get a compliment. It shouldn't matter to you either way.
It doesn't increase
your worth in any way, you know.
Neem, please stop hectoring me. You don't need to hector me. You can make your argument with good humour. You can make your argument with some fact or some information. You don't have to try and bully. That's part of the problem, because the feminists and the people who go for this are such bullies, and they create an atmosphere in the workplace which is so unpleasant. And all I'm saying is, accept a compliment when it's offered to you, male or female. Be grateful. Be glad that you're young and
That's
fit
not
and
what
healthy.
You're saying. If you said accept it, I would understand that. You're saying be grateful and be glad. And I'm saying that a man in your workplace especially, his opinion of you and your look shouldn't matter either way. And whether you don't get them anymore at your age, Edwina, that doesn't matter either way. You're still a fully rounded person with loads. You know what I mean? That your value isn't hung up in your looks. And
I totally agree.
That you're putting out to
sure.
young women.
It's not just young women. I totally agree with you. Speaking as a short, chubby, dark-haired scouser, I totally agree with you. But people's looks are in their favour. And if you have them as well as brains, please don't just deride them. Please don't just... don't make life difficult for somebody who plays you a compliment.
No, I would agree with you in that way, but there's a difference. And different ways that you use your abilities as a woman, or you might use dressing up nicely to meet a contact or whatever, that you think that you'll get further than you would a man. Absolutely. However, if a man then goes and compliments you on your looks in your workplace, it's a difference in using a certain thing, like the fact that you're a woman or the fact that somebody might find you attractive, and somebody commenting on that in the workplace is completely inappropriate.
I really don't understand. Given that most people, most of the time, are working, and that's where we meet most other people, especially these days, then to rule out any kind of compliments in the workplace is to create a kind of Stalinist of grey misery, which everybody's supposed to look the same.
I'm interested to hear from you at home this morning. If you were in the workplace, if you're female, and you were called Toddy, how would you react to that? 0-30-30-80-55-55. Would you care? Would you take it as a compliment, as Edwina Curry is suggesting? And what, by the way, is the male equivalent to Toddy?
Guys
would balk at this as well, and they're right, they should. If I turned around to a male colleague and commented on his appearance, he'd look at me like I had two heads. And that's the way it should be in a professional.
Oh, that's such a shame. To say to somebody, do you know what? And I do. I say this all. I often say it if I go to speak at an event, and there's some elderly lady, perhaps in her 80s, and she's obviously taken a lot of trouble to get nicely dressed and so on. And I'll whisper to her, "You are looking stunning today." You can make somebody's day. You make somebody's week by saying, "Do you know what? I know you've taken some trouble. You look great."
Context. There's a place and a time for everything. In the same way as you saw a woman's husband across the table, you wouldn't say, "God, you're a bit of all right, aren't you?" Time and a place.
He didn't say that. He did not say that.
If you called a woman's husband a bit of toshy, there's just certain places you don't say it, and you need to know that.
I tell you what,
is it not the reality, Niamh Horan, that among people who have worked with each other for quite a while, that they do talk to each other like that, that they do banter, that there would be tribunals every single day of the week if people who have worked with each other for quite a while were to write down what they said to each other. There's what is appropriate when you don't know people, and there's what happens when you do. Is that not fair for me to say?
Absolutely. There's informal banter and there's a bit of chit-chat. And God, if I put on a couple of pounds, yeah, God, you look like you put on a bit of weight after Christmas. And that's funny. But saying somebody's
a bit funny.
Tossy, it's a word.
Hang on a minute.
It's a word.
What you've just offered wasn't banter. That's insulting remarks. You've put on weight. You know, if we say that to Stephen, he'd probably get quite cross with us.
You, but they're not allowed to insult you. That's the way it is.
Exactly.
I mean,
you
I
got it. Oh, my goodness.
Where I wouldn't feel threatened by that.
Bing, the light's gone on. The light has gone on. The kind of banter you're talking about is insulting. The kind of banter I'm talking about is complimentary. There is the world of difference.
Edwina is now the judge, jury and executioner of what we should and shouldn't accept in a workplace. What I'm saying is any sexual reference whatsoever whatsoever is inappropriate in a workplace.
So you're the judge and jury of by all means have your opinion.
Down a human resource department, they'll say the exact same.
I tell you what, Niamh, I do not want to be working at the desk next to you.
Well, look, I'm not getting personal about this. I'm just saying I really believe, when I read your comments this morning, a lot of it is about issues tied up with you feeling that women's looks are tied up in their appearance and they should appreciate when they're younger. And I think that that's where I have the problem with what you're saying.
What you miss out is, of all women, I mean, I was one of 23 women in the House of Commons out of over 600 people, members of Parliament, back in 1983. Of all women, I know that actually women's worth to our nation and worth to themselves and their families transcends anything they look like, whether they're able or disabled, or whatever background they come from. It transcends all of that. And we all have a duty to put our contribution into society as well as we possibly can. But if somebody pays you a compliment, be glad.
Okay, fair enough. I think we'll agree to disagree. I just don't think that you should. If you want to be glad or fair enough in the right context, fine. But you're saying to be grateful because you won't get them when you're older. You'll pine for them in later life. I think that's the problem, and that's why a lot of women face stress when they're aging in that.
Yes,
you know,
but that's where probably your path and mine would slowly coincide. It's not that I think that ought to happen. It's just that I know for absolute certainty that it does happen. Our television screens, our film screens are full of young people, young men, young women, good-looking ones. Those are the norms that we're supposed to aspire to. And when you get older, you're going to find it a lot harder. So make the most of it while you can.
Aspiring. This is exactly, you're just proving my point. I mean, these are the norms that we're meant to aspire to. No, we're not, actually. We're trying to get away from that. And there's a new wave of women coming along and feminists coming along that are completely trying
to get
away from that.
Here's Carmel in Castlewell. Morning, Carmel.
Good morning, Stephen.
Good morning.
I would love to be called Totty, Stephen. I would love to be called Totty. And walking up the street, get more lipstick on. Oh, I would be over the moon.
Why?
Because I've a figure to die for. A 66 magic. Niamh, you don't know what you're talking about.
Well, maybe that's because Carmel, you're confident in yourself. You say you're 66. Now compare that to some 20-21-year-old woman in a workplace where maybe not confident about herself, doesn't want to be sexually harassed, doesn't want to be objectified, wants to be seen for who she is rather than what she looks like, and she's been called Totty.
Stephen, would I tell you something? Go out there, I can look as good as any 22-year-old when I'm all dressed with my heels on. Gorgeous.
I'm sure you are. And be proud.
Yes, of course I am, Adrena. Yes, the first time I've agreed with you. Yes, lovely. Give me a boost this morning.
Niamh?
Yeah, I think, again, they're completely missing my point. I have no problem with someone giving a compliment outside the workplace. I've written pieces before saying that men should be able to wolf whistle and we raise our eyes to heaven, walk past building sites. I'm talking about in a workplace, and you put your finger on an important thing where people are quite vulnerable. There's young girls in offices and that. I mean, there's people in positions of authority and responsibility. And sure, look, we've heard many cases over the years where they'd abuse that authority. So there's no point in having any grey area. You're better off just to stamp it out, to have nothing in there.
No,
and
no.
If you're on a pub and you want to go on a night out and put on a skirt and put on a pair of heels and somebody says you look nice, fair enough.
Yeah,
but different kettle of fish.
You know, this helps to explain, Stephen, why... If you look at the happiness and unhappiness indices, you find that actually so many young people in the country today and in the world today are not happy people. And the workplace is such a very important part of their job, of their lives. It so identifies them. If you create a workplace in which nobody can pay a compliment, in which nobody can
We're
be friendly.
Not saying that, Adrena.
You are
We're
saying
not
that's
saying
exactly
that.
What you have just said. That's
no,
exactly what you have just said.
If anybody wants to pay me a compliment on my work or a good interview,
but what
I've
about
done,
your appearance? Do you take trouble with your appearance? Do you
it's
take
appropriate in a workplace, and
what?
I don't do it for somebody else. I do it for myself.
Well, maybe you should occasionally say
get
to
over
a colleague,
yourself, "You don't do that." I don't go out. I go out and get myself all dressed up. I am gorgeous.
You are absolutely. When you were working, let me ask you: when you were working, were you gorgeous as well? Did you make
of
a real
I
effort?
Was. Yes, I was. Mini skirts, hot pants, hello.
But that's irrelevant, Edwina. I dress up going to work as well. I wear heels, I wear skirts. Do I want my parents to comment upon? No, I do it for myself to look, as long as I look respectful and work.
Okay, interesting discussion. Always nice to talk to you, Edwina. Thank you.
Cheers.
And thank you. 7 minutes now to 10. Carmel, thank you as well. Of course, to you this morning.